Eyes Bahadur of Russia, page 318. Rus covered far more than was mandatory. Due to her difficult circumstances, Rus was forced to gather fallen stalks from a field in which male workers were harvesting. Rus dressed and conducted herself with perfect neatness at all times. However, now that she was in a situation where she would be observed by men, especially as she was very pretty, writes the Medrash, she went far beyond the normal halachas of tznius and even covered her hands. The Medrash records that the lad said to Boaz in response when he asked who was this girl, he answered, "She has been with us for quite a few days. We have neither seen any of her fingers nor her toes, and we have not heard her speak. We do not know whether she is dumb or if she is capable of speaking." Rus, in her great piety, practiced a level of tznius that was beyond the letter of the law, so as to maintain her purity in an unhealthy situation. We too often find ourselves in a situation where we are in the presence of men in closer proximity than is the Torah ideal, whether in work, in an airport lounge, waiting online close to others. Let us learn from Rus. Let us make the extra effort to ensure the topics we discuss between ourselves and the other women or between our family members are completely appropriate, to use really quiet voices, not to draw attention to ourselves with our behaviour, and to avoid all unnecessary chatting with the other males. Keep strong and keep growing.